This fall, the 24-year-old Don Jamison Heritage School of Music will move into its first permanent home on Rampart Street across from the French Quarter. The building's facade is being sanded and painted for a December opening.
All the classrooms are going to have recording equipment, so we record every class. So we have a state-of-the-art stage where we can do performances at the end of the week.
Derek Doge, the school's coordinator of music education since 2010, is excited about the upgrade to a new building. But he's equally excited to expose more students to a nearly lost New Orleans tradition called the root progression, a teaching method devised and codified by mystic clarinetist Alvin Batiste.
The root progression is basically a practice technique, and it involves the learning of intervals. So you get them in your ear and you get them under your fingers. Section one of the root progression is just half steps. So then what you can do is, if you want to learn, say, an idea in half steps, like say a triad, it would be this.
Doge himself studied root progression under Alvin Batiste, arguably the world's first jazz teacher. New Orleans-born Batiste taught at McDonough 35 before founding Southern University's Jazz Institute in 1969. Batiste later spent 4 years as chair of the jazz department at New Orleans Center for the Creative Arts before passing away in 2007. Over 40 years of teaching, Batiste continually revised and self-published his own spiral-bound textbook titled The Root Progression Method, The Fundamentals of 20th Century African-American Music.
Before you can delve into all this complex territory, you really have to know the basic building blocks. And he was all about breaking music down to the subatomic structure.
That's Cliff Hines, an adventurous local jazz guitarist who studied root progression with Batiste at NOCA. Hines explains the particular power of the method.
Other teachers kind of try to force you into a box. Even if they're not trying to do it, they're inadvertently showing you their style. Alvin was more about giving you the tools to build your own concept.
The way young language learners simply speak Spanish or French without pausing to translate it in their heads. Children who learn with root progression play scales, transpose phrases, and change keys, all without really thinking about it. Heritage School keyboard teacher Michael Pallera also worked with Alvin Batiste at NOCA and was impressed with the way root progression affected the younger students.
He kind of slipped it in on them, you know, because young kids don't play the whole tone scale and the half whole scale. These are kind of modern 20th century, very advanced concepts.
Almost every modern New Orleans jazz great was raised on root progression. Batiste taught several Marsalis family members, pianist Henry Butler, even bassist and American Idol judge Randy Jackson. And yet when Batiste died, root progression disappeared too. Until in 2010, Scott Aegis, director of programs, marketing, and communications at the Jazz and Heritage Foundation, began considering root progression for the Heritage School.
We contacted Alvin's widow, Miss Edith, and she gave us copies of the book, and we gave it to a couple of musicians and educators who are on our board. Essentially, the answer came back saying, yes, this is something that if we adapt it, we can use as the curriculum of the Heritage School of Music.
Derek Doge and Michael Pallera turned Batiste's self-published textbook into a working curriculum. Doge aims to combine Batiste's methods with classic New Orleans songs and artists and enough lessons and exercises to fill the school's new schedule.
It's changing because we have just been doing school on Saturdays. Now we're going to be expanding to where we do classes multiple times a week. So that means, you know, we have to beef up the curriculum, add a little bit more.
With the foundation of Alvin Batiste's root progression, students don't just learn the standard New Orleans songs. They get the technical versatility for which the city's greats are known. For WWNO, this is Michael Patrick Welch.